This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In the U.S., our doctors apparently are stressed out. Burned out, actually, is a clinical term in a new study from the Mayo Clinic. It claims to be the first extensive look at burnout and work-life balance among physicians. 38% of doctors are certifiably burned out, compared to 28% of the general working public. Dr. Tate Schoenfeld is the lead author and a professor of medicine at Mayo. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
As far as this study is concerned, how do you measure if a doctor is burned out?
Well, there are some standardized survey instruments, and some of the key symptoms that they explore are what we call emotional exhaustion or losing your enthusiasm for your work, depersonalization, which means treating people or as if they're objects rather than human beings, and having a low sense of meaning or purpose in your work.
Now, I would guess that the most stressed out doctors are surgeons or ER doctors, people in life or death situations, very uncomfortable working conditions. What did you find?
Well, and that was our hypothesis going into the study as well. And indeed, we did find that the emergency room doctors had the highest rates of burnout. But I think one of the striking findings of the study was that several of the other specialties at highest risk were the family physicians and the general internal medicine physicians, both of whom had burnout rates right around 50%, or one out of every two physicians. And that's particularly concerning since those specialties are really the front door of access to the medical care system for most people.
Looking at some initial reaction to the study online this morning, there are plenty of folks saying, you know, cry me a river, doctors. You chose to be a doctor. Most of you make a pretty good living. The public trust we give you, upholding the Hippocratic Oath, it's not supposed to be easy. What do you say to that?
Well, I think the burnout in the physicians is important for a couple reasons. Over the last decade, we've seen a number of studies demonstrating associations between burnout and quality of care, indicating that physicians with higher degrees of burnout are at greater risk of making medical errors. We've also seen that when physicians experience burnout, they often respond by either pursuing early retirement or cutting back the number of hours they work to provide clinical care for patients, both of which have important implications for the adequacy of the physician workforce, precisely at a time we're trying to bring 30 to 40 million uninsured individuals into the system, and when we're already looking at physician shortages in many specialties, including a number of those with the highest rates of burnout.
Dr. Tate Schoenfeld, lead author of the Physician Burnout Study, thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.